From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. China denies violating UN sanctions. South Korea's foreign ministry says the country has seized a Hong Kong-flagged ship that transferred oil to a North Korean vessel in international waters, despite United Nations Security Council sanctions. This comes the same day a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman rejected allegations of any Chinese involvement in smuggling goods. That includes facilitating oil shipments to North Korea. Nine people, including a police officer, are dead Friday after a gunman opened fire outside a church south of Cairo and at a nearby Christian-owned store. Hundreds attended the funeral service Friday for eight of the Coptic Christians killed in the attack. Egyptian authorities say the attacker was shot in the exchange of fire at Maryamina Coptic Church in the Helwan district. There are conflicting reports from Egypt's health ministry and the interior ministry about whether the gunman was killed or injured in the shootout. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement carried by its news agency. Earlier, Egyptian officials said they were searching for a possible second gunman. Former soccer star George Weah is set to be sworn in as Liberia's new president. This after Liberia's Electoral Commission declared him the winner of Tuesday's vote. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai and was very popular with young voters.
Because that young man who came from Gibraltar, defy all odds and become successful, he stands as a great inspiration to we the young people of this nation.
This will be Liberia's first peaceful and democratic transfer of power in 70 years. This is VOA News. South Africa's Constitutional Court has found that the country's parliament failed to hold President Jacob Zuma accountable for a scandal over using public funds for a multi-million dollar upgrade to his private home. More now from reporter Tuso Kumalo.
The court judgment was supported by the majority of justices of the Constitutional Court. Justice Chris Jafta said, Parliament failed to hold President Zuma accountable as stated under Section 89 of the Constitution. According to that section, Parliament may remove the President from office for serious violations of the law, serious misconduct, or inability to perform the functions of his office. In a judgment handed down earlier this year, the court found that Zuma had violated the Constitution by not paying back the money used for his Nkandla home upgrades as directed by the public protector. However, the judgment was marred by controversy after Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng insisted that his opposing views to the judgment be read into record. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.
The United States military says its support for the federal government of Somalia is making a positive impact in a year the Trump administration increased attacks against al-Shabaab. The U.S. has so far in 2017 conducted at least 34 strike operations against al-Shabaab militants, according to observers of U.S. military activities. That's compared to 14 strikes last year. 31 of the strikes targeted al-Shabaab, while the other three targeted pro-Islamic state militants in the northeastern Puntland region. The special advisor to the UN Special Envoy to Syria says he fears Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is bargaining with children's lives in a deal to evacuate critically ill patients from eastern Ghouta. Here's more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
The evacuation of a handful of critically ill patients from eastern Ghouta near the Syrian capital. A deal between Damascus and a rebel faction which broke months of deadlock allowed the Red Crescent to bring them out late on Tuesday. Eastern Ghouta is the last major rebel stronghold left near Damascus. Since 2013, nearly 400,000 people have been trapped there by the Syrian army, making it the country's biggest remaining siege. They're suffering the worst malnutrition of the almost seven-year war. The four evacuees were taken to hospitals in the nearby capital, Damascus. The United Nations has pleaded for the government to allow out about 500 patients, including children with cancer. Although Eastern Ghouta is officially a de-escalation zone under ceasefire deals for rebel territory.
I'm Liz Pelka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.